One of the great sugyas in Zvachim is the sugya of Tadir. The concept we know, we use it all the time, we want to know which Torah to take out first on a day when you have three Torahs, or which tefillah to daven first, or which bracha to make first. You always ask yourself, Tadir. Kol she'eino Tadir, Tadir, Tadir kodem. Everything which is more frequent, that comes first. When you say something which is more frequent, less frequent, the more frequent comes first in Judaism. The great sugya in Zvachim, which we started talking about a couple weeks ago, tangentially when we were learning the details of Asham, no, the 5 week ago one, in there we talked about what do you do when you have a clash between Tadir, frequency, versus Mekudash, something which is holier. You have something which is more frequent, and you have something which is more holy. Which one's going to win that battle? Which one is going to win that battle? So, if you open up the packet, by the way, there's so many different directions to go with this sugya. There's no end. So I just took, what I try to take was not even the best of. I didn't do the best of here. What I did was just perhaps a couple of interesting approaches to the sugya. The rest, you could find in different svarim, and, in different svarim bring up this topic. Comes up all the time. So where do these two things come up? You have first the Mishnah at the beginning of Pei Tes Amid Aleph in Zvachim, or on page 2, top of page 2. Kol hatadir mechavero, anything which is more frequent than its friend, kodem eschavero, comes first. There's the line. Tadir beats out whatever else you're dealing with. So, for example, hatamidin kodmin musafin. The korban tamid will beat out the korban musaf. Okay, now let's go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, same page. Kol hamakudish mechavero, kodem eschavero. Whatever is holier than its neighbor beats out its neighbor. So dam chatas will be kodem dam ala, will become before the dam of the ola. The blood of the chatas is holier. The blood process, we learned this already. The blood process of the korban chatas, of the sin offering, is one of the holiest parts of the whole avoda, of all of kachim. The chatas blood is that at four corners and the whole thing like that. That's a very spiritual part of the kachim process. So kol hamakudish mechavero kodem eschavero will come first. So the Gemara on 90b, which is on the top of page 3. Iboilahu. Tadir umakudash. Let's say you have Tadir and Makudash. Eza mehem kodem. Which one is going to win? Which one comes first? So, Tadir, the Gemara first says, well, Tadir should be kodem. Why? Mishum, hold on. Tadir kodem, mishum to Tadir, because it's more frequent. Let's say. Frequency should come first because it's more frequent. Shkoach. Or maybe Mekudash should come first because it's more holy. It's just phrasing the question for you. So which one should come first? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the first try. The Gemara is going to go through a series of Tashmas. Whenever, by the way, this is just a simple Gemara idea. Whenever the Gemara does a Tashma, come in here, what it's usually doing 95% of the time is it's trying to bring a proof one way or the other in the thing we're unsure about. That's what a Tashma is doing. Come in here. Let me bring you a proof from another teaching. And you'll see from there. What many times ends up happening is the Tashma ends up being refuted. Because, not that the teaching that was quoted was wrong, but it was the wrong application to our question. It didn't relate because side factor B or C. So many times the Gemara will have a series of Tashmas. Usually the last Tashma is the knockout Tashma, telling you which way was right between the two. That's usually the structure of the Gemara. We try one Tashma, rejected. Another Tashma, rejected. Finally, we get to a strong knockout Tashma, as we paskin. Many times in Shas, though, you have where it goes through a series of Tashmas, and it never has the resolution. We don't know what the resolution is.
That's what happened here.
So that's exactly
twice.
Excellent.
Twice.
What?
Twice. Two mishapkin.
The Menachos, we're going to look at soon. We'll see if that's the case. But in Zvachim, that's clearly the case. In Zvachim, it's clear there is no resolution. The Gemara goes and goes and goes with Tashmas that can't be resolved. But take a look at its initial Tashma. So Tashma, Tamidim Kodmin Lemusafim. We said that the Korban Tamid beats out the Musaf. Even though that the Musaf is Kaddishay, even though the Musaf is more Kodesh than the Korban Tamid. Even though the Musaf is more holy than the Korban Tamid, we saw Korban Tamid still wins because of frequency. That shows you Tadir beats out Makudish. So the Gemara has a great line here. A holy because it comes on Shabbos. Its primary function is Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Atu Shabbos lemusafin ahani letamidim lo ahani." When else is the korban tamid brought? It's brought every day. Which is one of those days that it's brought? Shabbos. So what? The Shabbos factor worked for Musaf, but it doesn't work for Tamid? Right? You wanted to say, well, you see that Tamid, that Tadir wins out. We're going to get confused between Tamid and Tadir. You see that frequency wins out over Holy because Musaf was clearly the Holy One. That was on Shabbos. Wait a second. So is Korban Tamid is also once a week on Shabbos. So you want to say Shabbos won't help the Tamid, but it will help the Korban Musaf? It'll help. So therefore, what you see is the Gemara says it's not a good Tashma. You can't prove from this. This is obviously nothing to do with frequency versus holy, because at the end of the day, you can't prove from the holiness of Musaf. And we don't know. They both were Shabbos. You can't prove from it. That's one of the Tashmas that's going to be rejected over there at the beginning of the Gemara. At the end of the day, the Gemara leaves it as what you call... Oh, Chet, someone was looking for you.
Yeah.
You found him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wandering Jews. I think he left the main shoulder. Okay, so the Gemara leaves it at what we call a ifshita, a baya delo ifshita, a question that's not been resolved. This is a question, baya delo ifshita, a question that's not resolved. We saw another one on Monday night. What's the famous baya delo ifshita on Brachos? The baya delo ifshita is by word, what's the source for Birkas Anenin?
Right.
What's the source for Birkas Anenin? It's also a question that's left sort of unresolved. Okay.
How does that differ from a teiku?
What? Teiku, oh, very good. There's a whole, there's three things. There's teiku, there's kashya, and there's tashmas that don't get resolved.
And
tiyufta. Tiftya just, right, tiftya ends the discussion. Kashya, there's different rishonim as to how to understand what's between a kashya and a teiku. Kashya means I still hold on to my opinion, but you have a great challenge. It's saying, the kashya doesn't refute, you don't have a question, you have a question on me. It doesn't mean I'm gone, I'm blown out of the water. Teiku really leaves it as hands up in the air. We just don't know. Kashya doesn't necessarily mean we don't know. Teiku means we don't know, and therefore you fall upon the rules of Suffolk. If it's rabbinic, go lenient. If it's from the Torah, go strict. That's what you do with a teiku. But with a kashya, you could still follow the opinion that kashya was asked on it. You could still, it just means they have a hole in there and they have to work it out. So this is a bayad delivshta. There's no resolution here. We don't know the answer, and therefore it's sort of like a teiku. So the Rambam, so how do you know which one to do? Now it's a question that's been unresolved. What do you do?
Sorry if I'm sidetracking, but what's the nafkamina between it and a teiku?
A bayad delivshta and a teiku?
Mm-hmm. Why are there two such concepts?
Trying to think of a clear example of it.
One, but Bible could be more just face out. Take what the Gemara says. Take what the Gemara puts finality on it.
Great.
Here the Gemara don't say anything.
This doesn't mean we didn't have the resolution. It means the Gemara didn't have the resolution. Take what means the rabbis didn't know.
Right.
By the Lifshitas, we don't have the resolution to their discussion. Take who is no one knew. That's good. All right. So now. How do we paskin if we have a question that's not resolved? So the Rambam says in Hilchas Tamidim u'Musafim, Ketzad Sidur Hakravasan. What's the order of the Akravas Korbanos? Musaf Shabbos Tchila. You do the Musaf. It's on page 3, by the way. Page 3 is the little text box over there. Ketzad Sidur Hakravasan. Musaf Shabbos Tchila. And afterwards, Musaf HaChodesh. And afterwards, Musaf Yantif. Shekol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. And so too, whatever's holier, that comes first. What if you hayu lefan of a tadir makudish? What if you had a tadir makudish? Listen to this, Rambam. Amazing. Yaktim eza mehem sheyirtza. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. It's a rare one. We don't know, and you can't really fall upon the rules of Suffolk deraisa lechomer derabanan, because someone's going to get shortchanged here on this side.
Is it that we don't know, or is it there actually is no hakdam in that situation? There isn't any.
Both values are equivalent. Oh, it's a very lumdish way of splitting. Is the Rambam saying both values are equivalent, so pick? Or is the Rambam saying, since we don't have the resolution, you could pick? Which one's he saying? Tchia, that's that nafkamina there is for Tchia and Suffolk. That's great. I don't know.
But aren't you like nafkamina for pushing off one mitzvah to do another mitzvah?
Well, which mitzvah to push aside and which one not to?
Yeah, I mean, there's big nafkamina, there's...
Like you make Abdullah with the Hanukkah king, that's a Shabbos.
Yeah, well, we're going to see a few of those. I'm going to get to a few of those and show you, and we're going to therefore Hanukkah come back to what to be saying.
Pyro becomes
like Shabbos candles first.
You also go with Nafkamina for what we said here, whether it's that they're equal or we don't know. If you say that they're equal, then you could say it's okay to put yourself in that situation. Because they're equal, so you can pick whatever you want. If you say, I don't know, then you should try to avoid getting that
stirkel. You try to avoid the suffix from hitting to begin with, because it's a suffix. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hutrit chuya. I mean, it's really a hutrit chuya sugi. It's totally clear. If they're both equal, enjoy your life. If they're not, then you're dealing with tension. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. So the Kesef Mishnah, in explaining the Rambam, says, Shekol atar Mishnah bezvachim rosh perkol tadir umasha kosem, that which he wrote bechein kol mishchodim zchavero is there in the Mishnah, and then when he brings up lefan of tanir makudish is because it's a baya delo ifshita, it's a suffix which is not answered ulafikach pasak rabenu, therefore the Rambam answers eiza mehem sheyirtza yakdim, whichever one you want to come first, let it go first. Rashi says tadir makudish, like the blood of an olas tamid dam chatas. The tamid is tadir and the chatas is makudish. So we say the chatas comes before the ola because it's meratze. Appeasing is a separate factor which takes precedence. Now, what the Kesef Mishnah is clearly saying is not like Tuvia. He's saying that the Rambam was doing it out suffik. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is coming to tell you. Rambam wasn't coming to tell you they're equal. Rambam's coming to tell you we just don't know the answer. Something is a trump card here. We just don't know in the hierarchy. Okay, we just don't know which one is the one. Which was the one that wins in this case. The Bartanura says...
Because of the Bible Ipshot, of course, the Teku, seemingly the Rambam could have chosen one over the other, seemingly Rashi did.
Where Rashi found another factor.
Right.
So maybe the Rambam... Right, Rambam is saying, don't look other considerations. Right. It's Mamish a Suffolk, and the only considerations that were evaluated were Makudish and Tadir, and from there you pick. It's interesting that Rambam did not. You're right. It's interesting that Rambam did not. The Bar Tanura in this Mishnah in Zvachim actually says Tadir is going to beat Makudish. So question one tonight is, where did the Bar Tanura get the Tadir is going to beat Makudish?
Tadir is going to be
It's me. You do it first.
Right.
You do it first. Okay, yeah, it's also important. We get to that.
What makes Tadir not Makudish?
That's what Rashi did.
Rashi's telling you one of the factors is because the dam chatas is something which is meratza, very powerful, versus dam ola. There's different levels of kedusha. You have koche kochim versus kochim kalim. You can come an example like that. Koche kochim, kochim kalim, something which is intrinsically a Shabbos dikka thing, for a moment the Gemara thought, that'll make it more makudish. So the Taz, Paskin's Tadir beats makudish, and he asks himself, but the Gemara leaves it unpaskined. He says a funny line. The klal hu b'chol makom, the tadir kodim. It's a rule in general. Everybody knows. Tadir is always first. Okay. Where does he get it? B'chol makom. Where does he get that from? Okay, that's number two. The Shagasarye, which Mr. Banks started mentioning, the Shagasarye, we're going to see all these inside some of these, but I want to get to one basic idea first. The Shagasarye says, on the contrary, Makudish actually comes from a very ironclad source, a pasuk. We're going to look at what's the source. And they're from Makudish you win. What source of Makudish?
Something with Mayad or... Because he goes into this whole thing, if you only have one glass of wine, but you got a Kiddush Yayim...
We're talking Kiddush. We're talking Kiddush Shachyana. Good.
So wait, did we bring up what the source of Tadir is? Like, what the...
We didn't say the source. Makor yet. No Makor yet for either of the two.
The Mishnah says...
What does the Mishnah bring as the Makor?
It brings the Pasuk Milvad Ola Saboker.
Milvad Ola Saboker. I'm going to go through each source and show you what the Nafka meters are going to be in 2 minutes. You don't have the source. The source of the one is Hurius. Is the word Vikidashta by Kohanim.
Yeah,
that's right. The source from Makudish. Vikidashta, which is by Kohanim. Yeah.
Is the lesson of the Mishnah, called Tadir Mechaveru Kodem Es Chaveru, the same as Tadir Vesheino Tadir Tadir Kodem? But we have a parallel between Tadir and Kodesh in the Mishnah here. But we also have Tadir Vesheino Tadir Tadir Kodem.
I don't think the line Tadir Vesheino Tadir Tadir Kodem is any different. That's when you're dealing with something which is not about different levels of Makudish. Here, once you're dealing with Makudish, that's what the Gemara is trying to resolve. Tadir v'she'ino tadir is dealing with when it's equal playing field.
And so are these Mishnayos.
Until they get to the Bayad Delovshta and the Gemara, correct. I think so. I think intrinsically the first Mishnah is doing a tadir v'she'ino tadir tadir kodim.
It's exactly the same.
I think so.
If it's something slightly different... Then maybe that's where the Bartanura is coming from, because you've got Tadir Shodim and Tadir Tadir Kodim in addition to Kol HaTadir.
I think Kol does the same thing. I don't ever need to believe they're different. Go ahead.
Since you didn't send me Marmakar, there's two ways to define Tadir. Tadir could be the earliest thing in the day, or it could be the thing that's done most often in the year. You could also play around with what Mekudesh means. Because that doesn't mean holy. All these things are holy. Right, everything we're talking about is holy. So there has to be some kind of parameter.
Some factor which makes it a more Makudish thing. Good, excellent.
Is that a better mitzvah?
What?
Is that a more important
mitzvah? What does Makudish mean?
The same pick up is any day, Matins Harish mitzvah, and mitzvah Kalaka Bachamura.
Okay, give me an easy example. You want to make an example? Simple example? Something which has the Shem Hashem in it is always considered something which you used to write the Shem Hashem inside is considered always more Makudish. That's a clear example.
Tefillin
is more Makudish than something like Lulav. It doesn't have the Shem Hashem in it. Any which of the Shem Hashem immediately is upgraded to the next level of Kedusha, where it's treated in a different way. Then a Lulav after Sukkos is treated much differently than something which has the Shem and Shem in it. Can't use. The Geniza issue is much different. So there you already see, we're used to things being holier than others. Even though we have the line in Pirkei Avos to deal with, we are used to examples in our everyday lives of things that are more holy. So the first thing I want to show you on a very practical level, just show you how this discussion applies and is relevant, is fascinating. If you go look at the Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh on page 5. You know what? Start with the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of page 4. Let's do that first. Make it simple. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of page 4. Acher shalavash talis mitzuyot. After you put on a talis with tzitzis, yaniach tefillin. You put on tefillin. Why? Shemailin bekodesh. Because you want to go up in Kedusha. Okay, you're going up in Kedusha. You hear that? You put on talis tzitzis first, and then tefillin, because you're going up in Kedusha. So the Noda of Yehuda here, the Noda of Yehuda on this says that the reason is because tefillin is holier than tzitzis. That's the mylin. It has more kedusha. He's telling you mylin by using the word because mylin bekodesh. Noda of Yehuda says, I'm pointing out the obvious here. The Shulchan Aruch was saying that the tefillin were holier than the tzitzis. The tefillin has more kedusha. But if it was holier, he asks, it should have come first, because kolam akudish mechavera kolam eschavera. The holy thing should come first. He asks this question. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the this one I got in the packet. Yes, it's on page 6. Oh, I overlapped the thing, but I'm sure we can still read it. Page 6. Tam lahakdamas tzitzis latfilin. Kosa ben Amuke Yosef, Mishum, let's guess, Tzitzis, Shekula, Keneged, Kol HaMitzvos. Because we know that Tzitzis are equivalent to all the entire Mitzvos, and therefore it should come first. That's a different shot. Tzitzis come first because they're actually holier. It's 613. That was Rashi last week's Parsha. Shehi Tadira Yoser, and also, I guess there's a Gam there. Vagam, I guess. Shehi Tadira Yoser, Shenohege ben Mechol ben Yontav. And it wins on Tadir also, Chol Yontav. Shehi Tadir Kodam. But you look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch, as the Noda was meduyak from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that it wasn't any of those two factors. Rather, you proceed tzitzis latfilin because mylin bekodesh. Bezeh lashon hagon bal mishna brura. Mylin bekodesh all of them. Shetzarech leilech madregel medargel adar lelot bekdusha v'chem zadart kusha shagasaria v'adogel meravava. He raises the kasha of the shagasaria, which was really the kasha of the Noda b'Yehuda. Same time. The Shagas Aryeh and the Behuda, they overlapped. The question is, Mylin Bekodesh, then Makudesh should win out. We don't have an answer to that suffix. Makudesh should win out. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says there are two types of mitzvahs. Look at the bottom paragraph. Beautiful. Yeshnei Suge Mitzvahs. There are two types of mitzvah. Yesh Mitzvah Shehi Lo Nasis Al Gufa Adam. There's a mitzvah which is not on the body of a human being, but it's an action that you do. And when they're done one after the other, not at the same time, then you say kolam akudish kolam eschavero. But when it's done to the guf, the guf is putting it on, that you're putting them both on, that's when you say mylin bekodesh. Meaning one type of mitzvah is a person does that's external to them. A lulav, picking up a lulav, or shechting a korban. Those you do in order of Makudish. The holy one should be done first. But when it's something which you're doing to the body, you mylin bekodesh. Then you go, if it's on the self, then you need to go in steps. Why? It's a beautiful pshat given by Avi Reisman's father, in the Ratzke Tzvi, Tzvika Reisman, page 7. He says, Kolomar, haklal shekol ha-makudish mechavera kodem, nema rak biyachas lemitzvah atzma. In relationship to the mitzvah itself. Aval ka'asher medabrim ala adam, when you're speaking about a human being's obligated to go from level to level. And therefore, tzitzis come first. Beautiful pshat. when it comes to mitzvahs, holiness comes first. When it comes to you as a human being, you need to work in steps. When it's going to be on you, you need to go from darga to darga. And he quotes Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, V'chein derech avodas adam, shehu atzmo tzarech lelelech mimata lamala. A person needs to work themselves up, step by step. Liotamid ola b'malas b'avodas avorias perach. U'me'at adivrei abir halach miduk miyot, sh'menakti mailim b'kodesh al adam kai. The Bir Halacha added the words, the mailim b'kodesh, the Shulchan Aruch was saying, was going on the adam. Meaning, when it's the adam, he needs to like b'es atzmo mimata lamala, lift himself up. Therefore, that's why he pushed aside the rule here of whichever one is holy come first. Because the Seder Havodas Adam Atzmahu, because the Seder of the Avodas Adam is to be going up Tamid step by step. Disarusa de la Tasa, to start below, he's using Hasidic terminology. And therefore, Lizakos Bisarusa de la Eila, and then to be Zocha in the higher levels. So fascinating pshat in explaining what should have been pure lumbus, explaining it in this way, that when it comes to on the Adam, he has to move darga to darga, step by step. And therefore, you put the tzitzon first.
You got to go back then and look at all the other data on Mylin Bakodesh and see whether it fits this theory. It's nice for this one point.
Test it out. Good. Anytime you hear anything, so far everything's been off the body in the Korbanah stuff. So anything you hear so far tonight, just in your mind, test it out with this.
I think there are other things in the Mylin Bakodesh that are not necessarily just rain. Doesn't come to mind right away, but it's not always said.
Yeah, look at what Mylin Bakodesh is said in general. I don't think he's saying exclusion, but he's saying exclusion. At least on the body, that always has to work that way. When it's on the body, then you got to go into the mode of Mylin Bakodesh. But there are other.
And when it's not on the body, maybe yes, maybe no.
Maybe,
no, it's always going to be trumped by Tadrish and Tadrish.
It should always be trumped by Tadrish and
Tadrish. But that's seemingly what.
I think what everybody's asking here is not that Makudah should have won out. What they're asking here, not that Makudah should have won out. They're saying the Shulchan Aruch should have left it as whichever one you want to put on first, put on first. If we're following the Rambam, they should have said, let you go, put on whatever you want first.
The stronger question is, why didn't the Gemara resolve it? Because it comes up in all these instances.
Yeah, that's
it's a shocking, strong word that the Gemara didn't resolve.
That's a question style and methodology of the Gemara, why it leaves things unresolved.
Okay, because go it ahead. Comes up in, if you go to the, whatever.
So that's the Kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos on the top of Zvachim. This I should have in the page if I put the clipper wide enough. Back into the Gemara we did before. What's that? Yeah, at the beginning, there's a Tosfos at the top of the page. Okay, when you start turning the page, top of the next the page. Let me see here. Okay, page. Kol HaTzadi, no, not that one. That's the monster one. Okay, Tashma. You see the Tashma on top of Tzadi Aleph Mid Aleph. Tashma, Musaf Shabbos, Kodman, right? Right. The Musaf Shabbos should have been before, but we said the Tamid wins out. So you see, Tamid wins out over Makudish. So the Tashma Tzarech Tam, Maika Salkedait Chameacher, the Kfar Shani Atu Shabbos Musaf, and Hadu Lohani. Vitzarech Ledaktek, the Perak Tchelis, Gabi Atamidim, Ema Akhtar Musaf, and Deika Kiach Baya Tadir. The same questions come up about Tadir and Makudish. Why didn't the Gemara resolve it? Velo Pashit Mine Mide. Why didn't it look at the other Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about. Why didn't they think to resolve? Meaning, it's not really asking, but it could be fitting there. Why didn't it think to resolve anything? And why didn't it look at the? Why didn't this Gemara quote by Menachos over there? We have this, or by this, we have. No one used each other's proofs to finally solve this issue. Why didn't the Gemara do this? The lo ma'isi ma'acharais tasam hinayaka. It left everything open ended like this. Why didn't they bring rias to each other? Why did just close it the way this Gemara does? Leaves us very much hanging like this without a resolution.
Tosfos makes the question stronger, doesn't
it? Yeah, he's asking quite, he's leaving it stronger, 100%. So I'm going to give you a mahalach here, which I think works. So far what we've done, we looked at the basic sugya. Number two, we've looked at this fascinating idea of on the body versus off the body. Here I want to give you a way of looking at this sugya, which I think is a good way of looking at it. So the Gemara, in the Shagas Aryeh, which I don't have in this packet, it's Shagas Aryeh actually Samach Dalet. Simon Samach Dalet. So it's on the packet. The Shagas, I don't think I put Samach Dalet there. I put Kaf Aleph there and Kaf Ches. Did I put Samach Dalet?
No.
So the Shagas Aryeh says that the Sugya in Zvachim, he's answering Tosus' question. Shagas Aryeh has no problem with that. That's why it's the scream of the lion. He's not afraid to resolve Rishonim's problems. So the Shagas Aryeh says, there's not a question here in Tosus. In Zvachim, you look at this example, it's things where both are going to be brought just one after the other. And you need to figure out which one comes first. Neither of them are batel lagamrei. Neither of the two options have been blown out of the water. We're just figuring out which one comes first. But the sugyas and menachos, he says, deal with, you're only going to bring one in the end. And you want to know, let's say you have enough money only for one. Chana kanal Shabbos. You have money for one. One is going to be batel. Which should win out? Shagas Hari says, if that's the case, they're two different sugyas. Don't even mix and match them. Don't put them together. Don't mix them. There's two separate topics here entirely. It's when you got to pick which thing comes first, precedence issues. And number two, separate topic is, what if you could only choose one? Those are separate topics, says the Shagas Hari. And if the Gemara chooses not to bring a proof from one to the other, it's because they're separate domains, separate fields. So now the Mishnah in Nazir. I'm going to tell you out loud the Mishnah in Nazir. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir ain mitmeim b'kroveim. They shouldn't become tamei to their relatives. You have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Both of them don't have the exemption of getting tamei to relatives or the mitzvah. Hayu mahalchim b'derech. They were walking on the road, but they find a dead body there. One of the biggest mitzvahs, a mace mitzvah. No one to bury it. Who should make themselves tamei there? Rav Eliezer comes along and says, Yitamei Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol should do it. Ve'al yitamei Nazir, not the Nazir. The Chachamim say, Yitamei Nazir, Ve'al yitamei Kohen Hedjet. The Nazir should do it, and the Kohen should not do it. Be the Nazir and the Kohen should not do it. And the Gemara says that the Chachamim would say the same thing by Kohen Gadol. Yeah.
It says
Kohen Hedjet. Kohen Hedjet. The Gemara says Chachamim would say the same thing by Kohen Gadol.
Okay.
He's just using a progression. The Gemara says, Lo Zu'afzu, and all that. Fine. So the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah and Nazir. Okay, follow carefully. The Yerushalmi in that Mishnah and Nazir says that Rabbi Eliezer, who says, put first, let the Kohen become, Kohen Gadol become Tameh, is going like Beit Shammai, who holds that Mekudosh is Kodem. Mekudosh is Kodem. The holier one takes precedence. And meaning, it's saying the Kedushas Nazir is a higher level than the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. Which is,
that's a Pella.
That's okay. I'm leaving that Pella for now. The Chachamim hold like Beis Hillel, who say that, what's it called? That it's about, they hold like Beis Hillel. One says hold like Beis Shammai, one says they hold like Beis Hillel. So what are these Beis Shammai's, Beis Hillel's opinion? What's it referring to? So I looked at the Korban Eida on the side of the Yerushalmi, which explains what the Yerushalmi is talking about. The Korban Eida says that Beis Shammai says, this is what Mr. Banks brought up, the Sugyam Brachas. On Nun Aleph, okay, the third major sugya of Tadir and Makudish, is when you have a yantif and you're not sure whether to make the bracha al hayom, the bracha on the yantif, versus the hagafen, the bracha on the wine, which one comes first, the al hayom or the yayin? So Beit Shammai says you mention the yantif first before the hagafen, before the wine bracha. The yantif before the wine. Why? Because Makudish is beating out Tadir. Makudish is, wine is every day. Wine is every single Shabbos. Wine could be every day. But Yantif is Makudish. Makudish is beating out Tadir. Korban Eida says, the Beis Hillel's opinion, though, is that wine comes first. Wine comes first, meaning that the Tadir will beat out the Makudish. And that one's going to play out in who's the one who's supposed to go ahead and make themselves Tamei or not Tamei in those instances. Okay? Now, this is what Rabbi Willig pointed out. He's talking to the sugya with Rabbi Willig from YU. A beautiful way of looking at the sugya.
Yeah. Does that really contradict what the Shagas Arya said?
Does it?
Well, I think so, because I think the Shagas Arya's point was that, like, Tadir doesn't really have any major basis. It's just a way of making halacha. Like,
the Shagas Arya, I was giving you that piece of line in the middle of nowhere. The Shagas Arya was arguing on those who were so clear that Tadir is first because it's all over the place. He's like, not so simple.
Right,
Makudosh is a very strong pasuk. Tadir is also a pasuk. Milvad olos haboker. I mean, it's a pasuk too.
It's the absence of like anything else, and everything in halacha has to have, like, you know, that's what halacha means, just like base. It has to have order.
A baseline order.
Yeah.
A system.
It doesn't initially have to have like a screamingly great reason. Whereas you know, Makudosh is Makudosh. So that's why he's saying there's a huge difference between the two, and don't confuse them.
Okay, so I'm going to give you more of the Shagas Arya, and you tell me if it fits. But for a second, suspend the Shagas Arya. Rabbi Willig says like this. The Gemara we started with, okay, they thought they had a great proof that Tadir comes first. How were they how did they push aside that trump card by saying the svara of Ahani? What's Ahani? The sanctity of a Tamid on Shabbos is not going to help to make that just as holy. That's not going to work as well. What, you're only saying it by Musaf? Only Musaf is holy? Tamid is also on Shabbos. That's not going to be holy too? Okay, meaning that blew apart, that svara blew apart Mekudesh or Tamid winning out. So, he says like this. What it seems to him is that the Yerushalmi is not like the Bavli for several reasons. One, the Yerushalmi seems to reject the svara of Ahani. How do we know the Yerushalmi is rejecting this svara of Ahani, that it doesn't have it? Because Rav Willick pointed out that they're connecting the Chachamim to Beis Hillel, meaning that Tadir wins out. Followed so carefully. This is great. When I finally got what he was saying, it was amazing. Beis Hillel, the Korban Eidah was saying that the Yerushalmi is making a connection to Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel holds Tadir wins out. What's the proof that Beis Hillel holds Tadir wins out? Because he holds the Birkas Hayayin comes before the Kedushas Hayom Bracha on the Yontif Kiddush. The Birkas Hayayin comes first. See, Tadir wins out. Why is that a proof that Tadir wins out? Just say, that too is Makudash. Why? When you have a bracha of wine on a yontif, it becomes a yontif dika gofen. They're both sanctified. That's the svara of Ahani. And Beis Hillel's not using that svara. Beis Hillel's not saying that. Beis Hillel's saying, still, Tadir is going to win. Therefore, we go with the wine. He doesn't say Ahani. So you see, since we pass in like Beis Hillel in general, you see the Yerushalmi, by making the connection to the Beis Hillel's opinion, between the sugya of Tadir and Mekudesh to the opinion of Beis Hillel by the wine and the yontif, it's rejecting the svara of Ahani. It's rejecting the svara of Ahani. Okay, they both, without Ahani, they both would have been Mekudesh. And the fact he's not saying that shows you he's rejecting Ahani. That's the point we're building on. That was a great point. I think the second thing that comes out from this is that we have a bottom line psak from the Yerushalmi, but not from the Bavli. If they're saying this is Beis Hillel's position, end of story. We have a list of the times when we paskin like Beit Shammai against Beis Hillel. It's a small list, and it's there in a tosis at the beginning of Brachas. This didn't make the cut, which means we follow Beis Hillel, which means from the Yerushalmi, we have a resolution to the problem. Tadir wins. From the Bavli, we have no resolution to the issue at all. We have no resolution. A third distinguishing point between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli is pointed out not by Rav Willick, not by me, but by the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says that there's two categories of Tadir. This we mentioned a little before. Tadir, where it leads to precedence issues, which should come first. Another category of Tadir is where one's going to happen and one not. Right? Like we saw by Kohen Gadol Nazir, where something's going to give and something's not going to happen. You only have enough money for one and not the other. Okay? So now, the Bavli doesn't want to make the connection from a Tadir. It seems that the sugya in the Bavli and Zvachim are all cases of where both are going to happen. Precedence issues. Tosfos did not want to do what the Yerushalmi did or anybody else did and make the link to a case where you're going to have to choose one or the other. It did not want to, or quote even Menachos. The Gemara in Zvachim didn't even want to quote Menachos. So you see from the main sugya in the Bavli in Zvachim, it wants to keep it separate from that second type of Tadir. The Yerushalmi has no problem linking the two Tadirs together. The Bavli wants to stay away from linking from mixing and matching different types of Tadirs. Okay, that's what the Shagas Aryeh points out. Why? What's this machlokas Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Okay, follow here. This is for this alone. It was worth the Rumaki. Okay, what's the source for Tadir? Now we get to the source. What's the source for Tadir? As Yanki pointed out, it's Exeris Akosiv Milvad Alos Haboker Asher LaOlas Atamid. Okay, that's the source for that the frequency Tadir wins out. What's the source for Makudish? The Gemara in Horius Yud Beis Amabez says it's Vikidashto. He comes first in Torah. He comes first in Zimun. You give it to a coin, and from there we learn to the other areas. So now let's put this all together. The Gzeiras HaKasav the pasuk source of Makudish is being said in both scenarios of Tadir. Why? Give an example of Makudish. For example, when you have to decide who gets the first Aliyah, Kohen goes first. They're both going to get an Aliyah. Who goes first? Cohen's going first. Okay? That means both are going to happen. It's an order of precedence. The other example the Gemara brings is Zimun. Who gets to do the Zimun? That's not precedence. That's only one person is getting the covet. Okay? So you see the Gzeris HaKasev of Makudash intrinsically allowed for both options to be available. The option of precedence issues and the option of Bata Lagamre, of blown out of the water type of Makudash. Both were allowed. So now, if you use the Tadir from Zvachim and match it with the Sugya in Menachos, you also have both options. Tadir being used in both instances. The Zvachim Gemaras have Tadir as far as precedence, which one comes first precedently. And the Tadir in Menachos has examples of where only one is going to survive, which one survives. Now, if it's all being learned from Psukim, and then you have these things coming at each other now. Here on one side, you have Makudish getting into the ring versus Tadir. These two psukim are coming at each other. Two titans. Then it makes sense to start playing games and to look at these two areas. I have two psukim. It's mamish equal. I'm a draw. What do I need to now look at? I need to start going out to secondary issues. Is my topic about precedence, what comes first, or is my topic about something is not going to happen? Then it's important to know. When there's a clash between the two, then it's relevant to know the different types of sugyas. It makes sense to make a distinction halachically between Kedima Sazman versus Batul Lagamre. The Yerushalmi is never quoting a pasuk. You know that? The Yerushalmi does not quote a pasuk for the source of Tadir and doesn't quote a pasuk for the source of Makudash, which means, it's like Ben said, it's all based on Svara, a logical way that halacha flows. You want to do the holy things first, you want to do the more frequent things first. It's not based on any pasuk in the Yerushalmi. Therefore, if it's not based on any pasuk at all, according to the Yerushalmi, there's no reason to make any difference between things which come first versus things that are not going to happen at all. Precedence type issues versus blown out of the water. It's not going to make sense at all. So for the Bavli, there are two Gemaras that don't even quote each other. Because since they're both based on Psukim, these ideas, it's getting to two different topics that need to be weighed separately. But for the Yerushalmi, it's all about logic and Svara. It's all about what's going to be more Chashuv, what's going to be more Tadir, and therefore that could be used equally, whether something's going to be Batul Lagamre or whether it's going to be held on equal footing. It makes no difference whatsoever. You take it one step further. I shared that with Rai Willig, and the Rai Willig said, you can now plug this back into the Ahani Svara. Why? We said that the Bavli has this Svara of Ahani. By Tamid, what? Shabbos doesn't work for the Korban Tamid? It asked that. The Yerushalmi seemed to be rejecting, we said, Ahani. As we said, it's passing like Beis Hillel, who says that the Kiddush Gufen comes before the Yontif. Why? Because it's Tadir. Just say they're both Makudish. Why don't you say they're both Makudish? Because of Ahani. Well, it's a Shabbos Dik of Kiddush. So we see Beis Hillel was rejecting Ahani. Yerushalmi is rejecting Ahani. So why is that? So I really said the Yerushalmi track is all about Chashivas. What has more Chashivas in Judaism? The holier thing or the more frequent thing? It was always all about more Chashivas. You can't compare the Chashivas to something which is usually less Makudish, but has Makudish in certain instances, to something which is intrinsically Makudish. A Yontif Bracha, Yontif is intrinsically Makudish. The fact that wine will now be getting onto it a Makudish label because it's a Yontif wine, still, if I were to ask you to rank in order of special holy things, what's a more special Bracha? A Bracha on wine on Yontif or the Bracha about the Yontif itself? So if you're talking about Chashivas, of what's a more Chashiv thing, mentioning the Yontif. Wine is just still wine. True, when it comes to Yontif, it's upgraded. It's an upgraded wine bracha. But if you're asking me to weigh intrinsically as far as Chashivas, there's no doubt that other bracha will win. There's no doubt the bracha of the wine will win. But for the Bavli, it's all about a pasuk. It's all Gzeres HaKasev. It's all psukim. So Kidashto is by a Kohen, and we extend that by Korbanos. just by a person, there's different madregas, so too by karbonis. But when it comes to an olas tamid and the ola musaf of Shabbos, so the fact that you've added kedusha now, the tamid on Shabbos, everything's equal. It's all going to be equal now. So let me clarify what we said. We're trying to say here at the end, there's a machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli going on over here. There's an underlying machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. What we're saying is the Bavli is looking at the sources of Mekudesh and Tadir to be based on Gzeres HaKasav, Psukim. The Yerushalmi is looking at it not based on Psukim, but based on Svara's logic. Because of that, it played out so differently in the Yerushalmi and Bavli. Everything played out differently over here. The Yerushalmi played out differently because since it's based on a pasuk, there's no evaluating cheshivas. There's no evaluating whether or not the yontif wine is intrinsically a yontif bracha versus a wine cup of wine itself. No, they're both the same. Once you hit a Shabbos, you hit a Shabbos. Once you hit a yontif, you hit a yontif. But as far as when you're evaluating cheshivas on a checklist, there clearly is going to be a higher level of cheshivas to one over the other. Yes? Oh, fabulous. So with this I want to close. Beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Beautiful. With this I want to close. Okay, if you missed the middle shtickle in between that last piece over there, it was a harder shtickle. It took me a while to understand what I really was saying, and then to me to have the application back to him, it was a few months in the works. So 12 minutes over Murumaki, it's not going to make sense necessarily. But this piece you should be able to understand. Tadir versus Mekudesh. So Rashi and our Sugya and Zvachim gave an example as follows. You need to bring the blood of a Korban Tamid, that's Tadir, versus the blood of a Chathas, which is Mekudesh. So the Gemara tries to answer this from different Sukkim, so on and so forth. So now we looked at one area, which was the Braisa in Brachas, Nun Aleph from Abayis, where it says that Beis Hillel says that during Kiddush and Shabbos, the Bracha of wine goes first. It precedes the bracha for Kiddush of the day. Why? Because Tadir is going to beat out Mekudesh. And you see that Tadir beats out Mekudesh. And the Gemara says we can't answer our question from that case because the bracha said for wine, ahani, right? It's elevated once you hit Shabbos, it's Mekudesh. And therefore, it's both Tadir and both Mekudesh. So the Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara is missing something so critical. This is the Pnei Yeshua says in the packet. The Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara is missing. So simple. The bracha said for Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Or the bracha said for, let's take Shabbos, Yijin and Yontif. The bracha said for Shabbos is mid'oraisa. The bracha said for wine, that's only mid'rabbanan.
Right.
The hagafen is only rabbinic. The Kedusha Shabbos element of the bracha, that's mid'oraisa. So why does the Gemara not say the bracha of Shabbos should come first? Because Daraisa always come before Darabanan. Daraisa always come before Darabanan. So the Shagas Arya's answer is the biggest chiddush. But I'll start with Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua himself says we're dealing with two mitzvahs Darabanan here, not a Daraisa Darabanan. Why? The bracha for Shabbos is not Daraisa. Mr. Banks already was nodding. It's not. Why? Because the person already was Yotze, their Deraisa need for Shabbos, when they daven Mariv, when they said the Shmona Esrei and Shul, they already hit the Deraisa then. So the bracha of Shabbos over the wine is only going to be, everything's going to be rabbinic. Okay? It's over going to be rabbinic. So that's a whole other sugya, whether or not you're Yotze Kiddush Deraisa by the davening. There are many opinions who say we're not nowadays. We actually have in mind, so to speak, subconsciously, that we're not Yotze till we get home for Kiddush. So it's not so simple at all. The Shagas Arya's answer is Einachanami. What you see from this Gemara is that the rule was wrong. Who said that mitzvahs deraisa come before mitzvah derabanan? Who told you that? You assume it, but who told you that? What?
What about Malan Mekodesh and Maria? You could say they're also.
So then for sure Rabbanan should come before deraisa. Yeah. Right? Sure Derabanan should come before deraisa. He doesn't raise that. That's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. The Shagas Arya questions his own point by saying, but I'm a big Mekudesh guy. Remember the Shagas Arya keeps defending Mekudesh. I'm a big Mekudesh guy. So certainly a mitzvah deraisa is more Mekudesh than a mitzvah derabanan. Right? Certainly. I mean, that's another obvious area. So the Shagas Arya answers his own question by saying that Tadir and Mekudesh only applies when there are two mitzvahs to perform at the same moment. Two mitzvahs. but it doesn't apply to something which is not a mitzvah, but a dvar rishus, an optional, a dvar rishus. And therefore, a mitzvah derabanan, when compared to a mitzvah derayasa, is really considered to be a dvar rishus. But that's not always the case. Because you have sometimes kol detikun rabbanon ke'ein deraisa tikun. Whatever the rabbis established, they enforced it to a they upgraded it to a deraisa. So therefore, we treat both types of mitzvahs as equal. And then you have to look at other rules. You got to look at tadir. You got to go on to other types of things and figure out which one's going to win out. So we did here was basically four pieces today. We looked at the basic sugya of tadir and the basic sugya of makudish. We then went to apply with the tzitzis and tefillin of on the body versus off the body. We then did the fancy stuff with the Yerushalmi versus the Bavli, two different ways of looking at this sugya. If it's based on Gzeres HaKasavs, it's not as pliable, the whole thing. It's very rigid, the sugya. Separate, and keep everything apart. But for the Yerushalmis, once it's based on Svaras of Cheshivas, then there's room to start weighing and mixing and matches different types of Tadirs and Mekudishes, with only to be Batel, not Batel. And then the fourth area we looked at was, what if one of them is Derabanan and one of them is Deraisa, like by Kiddush? Why didn't the Gemara point that out when they were dealing with this Beis Shammai Tadir proof? That one is Derabanan and one is Deraisa. What's going on over here? Because at the end of the day, they're both upgraded to the same level. Because Kol Detikun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikun, or Shagasari says, you also see that Deraisas don't necessarily beat out their Rabbanans. That's what you also see from here. Okay, let's stop there for tonight.
Right.